Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Tennessee becomes ninth state to pass a heartbeat bill. On June 19th, both houses of the Tennessee legislature passed HB 2263, a sweeping pro-life bill which bans abortion from the moment a heartbeat can be detected via ultrasound. The bill bans abortion if the unborn child's heartbeat is detected as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. If ultimately upheld by the courts, HB 2263 has the potential to save thousands of lives in the state of Tennessee. The vast majority of abortions in the state take place after 6 weeks gestation. According to official state figures for the year 2016, 79% of all abortions in Tennessee occurred at 7 weeks or later. HB 2263 makes it mandatory for an abortionist or physician to determine the gestational age of an unborn child before attempting an abortion. If the gestational age of the unborn child is estimated to be 6 weeks or later, the bill requires the abortionist to test for a fetal heartbeat using generally accepted standards of medical practice and current medical technology and methodology applicable to the gestational age of the unborn child. Because HB 2263 by design intentionally challenges the U.S. Supreme Court's viability standard set forth in Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey, the heartbeat law once adopted is expected to undergo a lengthy court battle. Pro-life advocates are hopeful that it will ultimately end up at the Supreme Court. In anticipation of such a court battle, the bill's sponsors included series of alternative gestational limits on abortion. At 8, 10, 12, 15, 18, 20, 21, 22, 23, and 24 weeks, that would automatically kick in if the courts strike down the 6-week ban written into the bill. Unlike many abortion restrictions in other states, HB 2263 does not contain exemptions in cases of fetal disability, rape, or incest. The sole exemption included in the bill is in cases of medical emergency, which the bill defines as a circumstance necessary to prevent the death of the pregnant woman or to avoid a serious risk of the substantial and irreversible impairment of a major bodily function of the pregnant woman. End quote. Now, this same carefully constructed clause is widely used in pro-life legislation on both the state and federal levels to prevent the abortion industry from loosely interpreting the conditions under which they can claim an exemption. Under HB 2263, doctors who violate the bill's ban on abortion after a heartbeat can be detected would be liable to a Class C felony. Tennessee law punishes such crime with a sentence of between 3 to 15 years in prison and an optional fine of as much as $10,000. HB 2263 also contains two other prohibitions. One bans the practice of discriminatory abortions sought in cases where the unborn child is diagnosed with possible Down syndrome. The other bans abortions sought on the basis of the unborn child's sex or race. The bill also requires abortion clinics to post publicly a notice informing women of the option to reverse a pill-induced abortion. Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee has made passing a heartbeat bill one of his key legislative priorities in 2020 and has promised to sign HB 2263 into law. On his Twitter account, the governor wrote that, and I quote, "One of the most important things we can do to be pro-family is protect the rights of the most vulnerable in our state, and there is none more vulnerable than the unborn," end quote. In a separate post, the governor expressed his gratitude for the support of the bill received from major leaders in both houses of the legislature. HB 2263 was passed in a party-line vote, with lawmakers staying up until the early hours of the morning of June 20th. In the House, it passed on a vote of 69-17, and in the Senate, it passed with a vote of 23-5. A final concurrence vote in the House to approve changes the Senate made to the original bill also passed overwhelmingly 70-20. Abortion is an archaic and barbaric medical procedure, Representative Andy Holt said in the floor of the House. No one should lose sight of the fact that a baby is gruesomely torn apart as part of this procedure. Planned Parenthood, the American Civil Liberties Union, and the Center for Reproductive Rights have already threatened to sue the state for the heartbeat bill. HB 2263 is still awaiting the governor's signature before it can become law. The passage of HB 2263 makes Tennessee the ninth state to pass heartbeat legislation. Last year, several states began passing heartbeat bills after the composition of the U.S. Supreme Court changed significantly with the appointment of two Trump appointees to the nation's highest court. Heartbeat laws were also passed last year in Kentucky, Mississippi, Georgia, Ohio, and Louisiana. However, federal courts have temporarily blocked these laws from taking effect. CPRI's website at pop.org for our legislative tracker. That will show you the history of heartbeat bills in every state where they have been introduced thus far. Heartbeat bills have been passed in other states: Arkansas and North Dakota in 2013, Iowa in 2018. However, federal courts have since struck down the Arkansas and North Dakota laws. In Iowa, the law was struck down by state courts. In several conservative-leaning states, lawmakers have thrown their support behind heartbeat bills. Many believe such laws are the most promising pathway to a successful challenge of Roe v. Wade, the U.S. Supreme Court's 1973 decision that legalized abortion on demand up to the point of viability in all 50 states. Under the Supreme Court's Roe and Planned Parenthood v. Casey decisions, states are prohibited from banning abortion prior to the point of viability, understood to mean the point at which an infant can survive outside its mother's womb. Heartbeat laws directly challenge the viability standard and provide the Supreme Court with the opportunity to revisit and to revise its prior decisions in Roe and Casey. While heartbeat laws are not so comprehensive as a total ban on abortion, many pro-life advocates believe they have a better chance of withstanding Supreme Court scrutiny. They argue that such laws conform to the court's jurisprudence in Roe and Casey, which focuses on the critical point at which the balance of interest tips in favor of the state's legitimate interest in protecting the life of the unborn child. In 2015, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals struck down North Dakota's heartbeat law. However, the court observed that the Supreme Court's viability standard as a demarcation point for abortion law has proved unsatisfactory. This choice is better left to the states, the court said, which might find their interest in protecting unborn children better served by a more consistent and certain marker than viability, end quote. If Roe is indeed overturned, states would finally be able to set that marker at a date much earlier than viability. At that point, one hopes that states could return to the pre-Roe position where they could ban abortion once and for all. This has been your weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.